what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
I hear a good joke. Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that can only mean one thing. Teton Sports Talk here to caress your eardrums. It's Friday the 13th, Graham.
There you go.
Friday the 13th.
I don't know if you picked up on that. You were asking what I should name the episode, and I was like, you were just like, it's the 12th. No, it's the 13th, but we're doing this on the 12th.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're going to put two and two together. Isn't it awesome, Friday the 13th, the month of Halloween?
Yeah, that was about to say, it has a little more significance because it is. It's the month of Halloween. October get to be so creepy? Why do they like claim to be the creepiest month?
I don't know. What else is creepy about it?
Just the whole month, it's like, you know, it kind of builds up to Halloween.
Breast cancer awareness. What else is there?
It's a righteous cause, saving the tatas.
What are you being for Halloween?
I don't like Halloween.
That is...
I haven't thought about it.
That is so lame.
Dude, I just can't stand Halloween.
Why can you not stand Halloween?
Because everyone is dressed up and tries to stay in character, and it drives me bananas.
You don't have to do character all night.
If you go out on Halloween, there is someone being as weird as possible. They're either so... paralyzed because of their ingestion of LSD or acid, and they're just sitting there in the corner with a mask.
What kind of friends do you have?
Just go to the Rose. I'm telling you, there's some weirdos.
No, I know, but like, all right, I had a really, the last really good costume I had was Rick Grimes. You know who Rick Grimes is?
No.
Rick Grimes is the sheriff on The Walking Dead show. And I, you know,
okay, yeah.
I went out, all I did was a bloody shirt, like I'm in the zombie apocalypse, fake gun. I brought a fake gun out. Yeah, it's tough these days.
See, you can't be doing that.
I can't do this in 2017.
No.
I think I'm going to be a teddy bear or something. Fake gun. Yeah, anyway. So I was out and about. And I just like, you know, do a little Carl every once in a while. He says his son's name like that in a really dramatic way a lot. He goes, Carl.
See, that's fun.
Yeah, but I wasn't the whole night like, I'm going to be Rick Grimes.
See, there are people out there like that. It drives me bananas.
Well, yeah, like if a guy's doing... Austin Powers all night.
Yeah, Austin Powers or Ace Ventura when he's in that when he's in that tutu. You're like,
you kind of have reverse Ace Ventura hair going on.
I got a lot going on up here.
It's like in the back, it's pushed all the way out like it should be in the front.
Oh,
good
visual.
Last week, good radio. Speaking of Halloween, got a bone to pick with you.
Okay,
so you said you were getting engagement photos taken.
I was,
and I've not seen them online, so therefore they don't exist. And then walking to the studio. Something fell out of your pocket. And the fact that you said you don't like Halloween totally debunks that theory. You went and saw Boo 2, a Madea Halloween last Thursday instead of getting your engagement photos or instead of doing the show with me.
What is Boo 2?
Boo 2, and a Madea Halloween. You like Tyler Perry movies where you play the black guy plays the... It's like the Eddie Murphy thing where he's like, I won't get you.
No.
You ever seen Madea?
No.
Like Madea goes to prison... you know what I'm talking about? Where
no,
Tyler Perry
no
dressed up like an old woman?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm out of the loop. I'm not as cool as you with pop culture. Why are we already talking about Halloween? We apologize to the
you
fans.
You hate Halloween.
We apologize to the fans for us missing last week. There were some engagement photos that had to be taken. Graham had... It's kind of like when you're in the process of getting married, I'm not sure if this is going to strike with all our listeners. There's like certain stepping stones that you can relate to only with other... people that have been married.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to my boss. He's like, hey, man, I need to take an hour off. And
I'm pretty sure most of
go get engagement photos. And he's like, oh, yeah, just go.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Just go do that. I've been there, dude. Just go do
it. Wait, so you took him? You took an hour off in the middle of the workday, too?
No. Like,
how many engagement photos did you
four.
Take?
Four. I left at four. I left an hour early.
Oh, an hour early.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, I think most of our listeners are single because, therefore, they're allowed to listen because the girl in their life would probably turn us off.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, Yeah. Well, thing is, so I got mine done a year ago. I think I was like, hey, EB, I do the show on Thursdays. We're doing the engagement photos on Wednesdays. So I was a man about it. A man.
This was more like, hey, there's a guy that's trying to get his foot in the door out here. Y'all can do him for free, but he leaves tomorrow. Can y'all do him tonight? And it was like, oh, free stuff. Yeah, we'll take that.
Oh, okay. I was just kidding. Evie wears the pants.
You're pantsless now. You came in with no pants on. It's weird. Yeah. Hey, let's talk sports because there's plenty to talk about this week.
I am wearing boxers for the record.
You'd like to think that.
Hmm.
So in case you missed it,
mm-hmm.
We'll play a Do You Care, but also have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Tune in.
Miami, this is the greatest thing. Miami's Dolphins offensive line coach took a selfie video of himself.
No, it's offensive line.
He did an offensive line. He snorted two large mounds of white powder. While admitting he was at work before a work meeting, and he took a video of it and sent it to an escort,
yeah.
an entertainer, who then turned it into kind of a media spectacle a little bit because it was like, whoa, why is that guy doing that before a meeting? But also,
and how sad he was when he talked to the stripper he's in love with or whatever.
Yeah, that's where I got caught up. I'm like,
it's not he's in love with the stripper. That's fine. It's just they're so far away from each other. It's a long distance. I'm sad about.
Yeah. So I was gonna spin it, and of course, like reprehensible behavior. But I was like, look at this guy. He misses his girl.
Aw.
Yeah.
He misses getting high with her.
Yeah, and then she just turned him in.
Yeah.
Just
bogus.
Bogus. Bogus. Come on, he was opening his heart to you.
What a traitor.
And if you haven't seen this, you got to see it. It is the most. If you want to do drugs, don't videotape yourself doing drugs.
Correct.
I think that will immediately lead to trouble.
Yeah. Massey does it on Snapchat. That's smart.
Yeah, it disappears forever.
Disappears forever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So be smart about it.
Earlier, you made a comment that I totally forgot about, that old slang for putting your. As Adam Gase, the head coach, said, this is just a guy that would come in, put his head down, do the work, and be up till 4 a.m. And I was like, Literally, that's how he quoted his coach. What's the coach's name?
It slips my mind.
Chris Cooper or something?
There's been so much going on this last 2 weeks. I have no idea.
I loved how he just said, put his head down and do his work until 4 a.m. I was like, that's just poor choice of words there.
Did you think about...
Did somebody read this out loud before you got in front of the presser?
I'm sure that came out of his mouth, and he was like, usually admirable qualities. In this case, that might be a literally what's happening. Yeah. That's not what I want to portray.
Yeah. But you made a comment or a slang term from probably the old Zate days, gator tails. And so
I heard someone call them that once.
Yeah, yeah. This would have worked in Gainesville because that's gator tail country.
Yeah.
Like, this is down in Miami, so can't do that.
Ooh, that's hurricane country.
You can't do gator stuff down in Miami.
Of course it's in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it be Miami? Yeah. Cocaine capital of the universe, Miami, Florida.
Yeah, thanks, Tony Montana. It's all his fault. It's okay. It's okay to do a little cocaine and then go out there and coach the team. As long as you get Jay Cutler to get a win against the Titans, it's okay.
That's pretty good, dude.
Thanks, man.
Dude, you're...
I was off the cuff.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Yeah, they did beat the Titans. We'll have to maybe try to call Quinn tonight because that was embarrassing.
Mm.
One of the coaches of the offensive line who beat you with Jay Cutler.
Well, he's had performance enhancers.
Well, okay, touche.
Performance enhancers. He's out there motivating. Well-motivated guy on cocaine.
Yeah.
Moving on, we just saw this breaking news. Zeke Elliott, suspension upheld. How do we feel about that?
Is this Roger Goodell's wife thing?
I'll get there.
She got this done, didn't she?
Yeah, she probably did. Zeke, suspension upheld. 6 games. What a way to string it out. Cowboys just lost 2. Now they're without Zeke. Dak's playing well.
Hmm?
And
I mean, Dak won. Like, what's his name? Jalen Hurts won. Scale of the games, like this is a home game, week 5 against Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
national championship, difference there. Jalen Hurts won the national title as best he could. Dak Prescott won the Packers game at home best he could. The only thing he could have done was slide on the 1-yard line, take 2 knees, and give Aaron Rodgers less than 10 seconds to go down the field. That was a heartbreaker. tore my liver out that day just watching that. But so yes, Dak Prescott's playing well, to your point.
It's hard to say, hey, let's take the lead. Let's make him have a score a touchdown on us.
But I just remember like Dak just Superman diving the end zone, and then I just go, oh boy, and I look down at the clock and I go, oh no. It's like a minute 13 left. I was like, that's way too much time.
So what's going to happen? How are the Cowboys going to adjust without Zeke? Who's their backup? It's not McFadden anymore, is it?
Yeah, so run DMC and
Alfred. I loved him.
I bet
college.
Alfred Morris, who's got one of the best touchdown celebrations in the league. He runs in, hits a home run, and then does like the I'm going to watch it go thing.
Oh, that's
good radio.
Nice.
It's like the salute without actually saluting, where you look out in the stands.
You're blocking the sun. Related. You're blocking the sun with your.
Yeah, gotcha. Like the Aggie. Remember the Aggie? Picture the Aggie with his hat backwards, but he's blocking the sun. And it's like, this is a typical Aggie.
No,
you never saw that?
No, you only pay attention to Aggie rivalry stuff.
Or just Auburn. It's an Auburn guy.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, I did saw. Okay, I saw. So
you can
when
change
Auburn
the
was doing it.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
After Alabama poisoned their trees.
Your trees are dead.
Offensive line played a lot better last game. Just got to be cohesive, got to be a unit, and got to have Run DMC or Alfred step up in the next game or these next six games. It's so weird. It's just like, I can't believe this happened.
It's just kind of a weird process. There's no rhyme or reason.
Trust the process.
Anyways, we could talk about the Philadelphia 76ers. That guy got paid, but it's like so complicated.
Over 30 games? Yeah.
Yeah, but he gets so complicated, so incentivized. Still, almost like Ricky Williams.
Still a lot of guaranteed money even if he shut down, like, when they got Andrew Bynum, and he never played for them, ever. And
Embiid,
they like overplaying.
Yeah, Embiid.
Joel Embiid, who likes to tweet at Rihanna.
Who doesn't?
They like to overpay big men in Philly who can't stay healthy, so we'll see how this goes. I hope for the best.
I have a do you care.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo Sweeney, coach of Clemson, is attending the honorary 1992 Alabama National Championship. They're getting honored at halftime this weekend. He's going.
Alabama won in 1992?
They've won a lot of years.
Oh,
a lot of years. Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was a longer drought from when Saban finally won them another one.
That 20
like
years?
That was like the 80s.
No,
you're
not
probably
20
right.
Years.
92. So it's what, 25th anniversary, is what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense? Yeah, 25th.
Yeah.
So he's going to show up. I think it's cool.
I mean, he's got jokes abound. He'd just be like, well, I was hoping we'd get our, how many do they have? 80?
16.
Yeah, 16. I was hoping for our 17th last year, but then I realized I was coaching Clemson.
Ooh, I'm Dabo. Hey, guys, I'm Dabo. He's a pretty likable guy, no matter how much the rivalry.
He called Deshaun Watson Michael Jordan and said people would be mad they passed up on him, and he's right.
Okay, I like it. Let's transition to Deshaun Watson, though, because Deshaun Watson's playing out of his mind.
He is.
I mean, there's a couple of garbage time touchdowns where he just heaved it, but he really did chunk the football. He looked good throwing the football the other night against when the Titans played.
He scored 57 points against the Titans. That was 2 weeks ago. Last week, or this last Sunday.
Kansas City. He lost to Kansas City.
He lost
Kansas
City.
Nah, Thriller. There was some bad turnovers, but
there's a lot of, yeah. I think it was kind of this score. I didn't get to watch all of it. It was like, this score doesn't really represent how much Kansas City really blew them out.
Yeah, they scored at the end of regulation, and that was it. But he looks good. Deshaun Watson looks good. Surprise.
He looks beautiful.
He's a beautiful man. Sports fans, I wish we could have gotten to more. Maybe would have mentioned POTUS.
Oh,
no,
show's over?
Because my blood would have boiled if we mentioned POTUS. But when we come back, we're going to finally do it. We're going to do our college football draft. We did it last year. Stay tuned. We'll get you introduced to that. This is Teton Sports Talk. I'm your host, Matt Zeman. To my left, Graham Traynor. Stay tuned. Nobody speak, nobody can show. Nobody speak, nobody can show. Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that can only mean one thing. Graham Traynor and Massey Zeman caressing your eardrums on this.
But Mrs. Voorhees, Jason's alive.
So it's Friday the 13th, and it's a great Friday the 13th because it's in October. But do they make that when he's about to kill somebody?
When he's stalking, yeah.
Just when
somebody
stalking.
Feels like they're getting stalked by Jason. And he's like, it's either like the point of view from Jason, like he's in the woods, and the girl's like taking her top off,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty standard for those
movies. Yeah, yeah.
That's
why they can't run, because their tops are off. They have trouble running with no tops.
You know
no sports bras, trouble running.
I bet Cam Newton made those movies. Those are sexist movies. Sick of them. Yeah, Stalking by Jason.
Uh-huh. Harvey Weinstein
Camp
made those
Crystal
movies.
Lake. Yeah, Weinstein.
Ooh, boom.
Current events.
Pop. Yeah, there. Thank you. Harvey Weinstein, you're a creep. Turns out you're a creep.
Speaking of Cam, before I left earlier, I saw Cam score a touchdown. He goes up and gives a ball to a white middle-aged guy. Bad optics. After all that's gone down,
yeah.
White woman. You find a woman.
Yeah, you don't give it to some overprivileged white dude.
No. Hell no.
Especially one that's carved an existence out of this earth and is able to go to a football game. Gosh.
Probably works for Bank of America, too.
Son of a...
Stadium... Company seats.
At least it's not working for Wells Fargo. It's creating false accounts.
Oh,
another current event.
I bank with Wells Fargo, Massey. So
do I.
It's the only, take that kind of personal.
Yeah.
So are you self-deprecating?
Well, you should see those guys at Wells Fargo trying to sell you credit. This one guy told me he had 7 credit cards. I was a busser.
Sick.
I was a busser at the time. I was like, you're trying to convince one of the...
Oh, they said he was a busser?
No, I was a busser.
He was a Wells Fargo / busser?
No, he was the banker.
Yeah,
he was sitting me down, trying to tell me that I needed more credit cards. And I was like, I don't think so, bro.
Yeah, so you can max them all out and then pay 2 of them down and then cancel 2 of them. Yeah, it's really good for your credit.
Yeah, thanks,
great
dude.
Thanks, man.
Jim. Forgot his name.
Why don't you go get scrotox surgery?
Yeah.
You heard of that?
No.
It's like a new thing. You know what Botox is that women get?
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's actually a real thing.
I know it's a real thing.
There you go. Takes the wrinkles out. Makes you feel rejuvenated.
All right. Hey. You know what? I might be looking into that in a couple of years. Science is going to really take off.
Once you put that ring on, you don't have to get any scrotox, man. You've settled down. You have sealed the deal.
All right. I say we do the draft for the college football playoff. Now, we did it last year pretty early on, and this year we've kind of let it flesh itself out a little bit, speaking of scrotox. And so this is how it's going to happen. Graham and I talk college football, but we go back and forth, pick 4 teams who we think at this point is going to make it in to the college football playoff. Not what we think if the season ended now. We're looking at the future as well.
And we like to think ahead, guys.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
To the January.
Although we procrastinated to week 7 on this, but you know.
Whatever.
Who cares?
I'm going to list off the top 10 just for the listener's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Clemson, Penn State, Georgia, Washington, TCU, Wisconsin, Washington State, Ohio State, Auburn. Now, that's a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's 3 SEC teams. That's 2 Pac-12 teams. That's 1 Big 12 team. That's all they deserve in there. And 3 Big 10 teams.
Wait, didn't OU beat Ohio State? Where are they?
It's
not when you, it's not who you lose to. It's when you lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although that makes sense.
Iowa State's one of the worst teams in the country, but
yeah.
Yeah. That was a great game.
I mean, they had a third string linebacker in there running for like 300 yards. What are you doing? Oklahoma, you are blowing it. And I'm surprised. I don't know why I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm surprised.
Just like the Miami Dolphins offensive line coach, you're blowing it.
He's blowing it. Like whoever, we're going to look up his name, Todd will. He's
walked the line.
Todd's going to look up the Miami walk the line.
I think Todd and him, they might FaceTime doing Gator Tales together. Todd's been a little rambunctious lately.
Yeah, he's really like, why is Todd's shirt off?
God, Todd.
Todd, show a
little.
Are those
fake nipple hairs? You don't have to pretend with us.
Yeah, and it's permanent marker. I can tell from here outside.
Yeah, it's blue Sharpie. We're not going to believe that.
Yeah, you didn't even get the right color, Todd. Anyway, man, that guy's distracting.
Worst.
So I'm going to give you first pick because I didn't go through on my promise to do a spread eagle shirtless last year.
Yeah, I know. I wanted that.
Sad.
I wanted that mental image for a full calendar year, and I didn't get it.
No,
I still have it right now.
So let's do it. So would you like to pick? Would you like to pick first? Would you like to a little cheat sheet over here?
No. I got it.
You got it?
I got it. I think even though they're going to Syracuse this week, we're going to take the Clemson Tigers so you can have your stupid namesake of a team.
That's you're almost a gentleman, but I can't figure out what would be worse. You cheering for Alabama or actually losing this bet?
It's tough. I like Clemson's road better because I think, where is the Iron Bowl this year?
Oh, great
Massive
question.
Alabama fan. Great. God, I love getting with his, just get catching with his pants down here. Alabama sports fan.
You know, I take a Nick Saban and I just go week by week.
Oh, Christ. Doesn't matter what the game is.
Doesn't
neutral
matter.
Neutral field.
No. I only look to the week ahead.
All right, I'm going to look that up. In the meantime, while you
I'm going to pick Alabama.
Lazily pick. Oh, there you go.
Pick Alabama.
Lazy.
They have great position players, and their defense is good, and their coaching staff's pretty awesome.
But Dabo best in football.
Dabo is a great coach.
Oh, it's at Auburn. Yes, it's over.
It's over. It's all over.
So what are we betting? What are we betting again this year?
I don't know. Let's pick. Let's keep picking. You're up.
Well, the worse your team ends up being, the less you're going to want to put at stake. So I want to know what we're betting. Before we continue, Scrotox?
Scrotox.
Loser gets Scrotox? Depending on the price. All right, I'll take Penn State.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good, though. I like Penn State football since last year. Let's call it. I'm a 2-year Penn State guy.
Max. James Franklin. Done a good job. Barkley is sick. And, yeah, the quarterback's name's McSworley.
Yeah, that's so a great.
I'm all in on Happy Valley. It's a lot happier than it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With what's-his-face in federal prison.
I could hedge my bets and take Georgia. I could. They're looking pretty good.
Ooh, you can root for your brother-in-law's team?
No, I'm not even going to go Washington either. They're at number 5. I'm going to go all the way down.
What?
I'm going to go all the way down. Oh, man. This is a reach. I'm going to take Wisconsin. I'm going to go to the other side. I'm going to the other side of Big Ten.
Oh, the Badgers?
Yeah, although Wisconsin is famous. Wisconsin fans and Georgia fans are basically the same breed of people. If they got together and they did group therapy, they'd all have the same complaint where, hey, we think we're good, and we get up to this certain level of good, and we win a lot of games, but we don't. We like kind of just blow it every year.
Yeah.
And then we're hopeful for the next year. It's like, hey, we're good again. And then they blow it again. And then they're disillusional for a while. And then they usually just both – Athens, Georgia, and Madison, Wisconsin all have drinking problems, probably related to their sports programs.
Very good.
There you go.
I mean, there's plenty of rednecks in Wisconsin. I'm sure you've seen him making a murderer. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that
guy
was
just like there is down in Georgia.
That guy was like a public nudist cat killer. Like, that guy was weird.
I didn't know all those things.
Yeah, you should dive in. Dive
back
into that wormhole.
Dive back in that story.
Alabama and number 7, Wisconsin.
This is where it gets tough for me.
I left you with a little namesake myself.
I know.
Thought I'd return the favor there.
Bad radio. Oh gosh. All right.
You're gonna do it. You're gonna pick a second Big Ten team, aren't you?
No.
All right.
Purple or purple here. They did so much for me last year, and the Apple Cup is at home. Do you know what the Apple Cup is?
It's Washington versus Washington
State. I'm
going
to take Washington.
I'll take the Pirate then. That's good.
Taking who?
Washington State. Pirate.
You're taking Wazoo next?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You are reaching.
I'm reaching, baby.
I still get to take TCU then. Fort Worth in the house.
Yeah, I'm not.
Fort Worth next.
I don't believe in TCU.
I don't believe in you.
And I'm going to.
I don't believe in you paying your bets either.
Oh, man. And so when you look down the list, because I don't.
I'm begging you to take Georgia.
So here's the thing, and that is you kind of have to like, okay, well, Alabama plays Auburn, and Georgia has to pull it off, which you're incapable of doing for a while. And then you look, and Washington State has to play Washington, so that'll figure itself out. Wisconsin will figure itself out. So you kind of have to drop down.
Oh, are you going to hedge?
You're going to drop down. I'm going to pick an ACC team.
Oh. Scared the hell out of me. That's something's wrong with you.
No, I was not.
Poison their trees and then you pick them?
No, I was not going to pick Auburn.
All right.
Because that's going to sort itself out.
Correct.
You know who's all the way down there at number 20?
You want Louisville or something?
NC State is all the way down there.
Oh, your darlings?
Yeah.
God, you're bypassing a lot.
Well, there's Miami, who's got Mark Richt at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a one-loss Oklahoma team.
Why would you not want Miami?
Because I think I think they might lose to Georgia Tech this weekend.
Really?
They have a couple of offensive guys out, and they barely beat a terrible FSU team.
They get Notre Dame and Tech at home, Virginia Tech. But all right, keep going. I'm listening.
And then there's USC. Sort of. And there's
don't take USC.
I'm not taking USC.
You're so Hollywood.
There's Oklahoma State, who's got a bad loss. They got to play Oklahoma. Do you believe in Vatek, Notre Dame? I don't. Michigan, South Florida, San Diego State. The person that's got, telling
I think Dawson's going to piss in your gas tank for not taking Georgia here. God, they're dropping far. All right, go for it.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out NC State is down there. And
you're taking NC State in your top
four. I'm not taking NC State. I'm making a case for them. But you've kind of talked me out of it.
Obsessed. Phillip Rivers fan.
Randy Wilson fan.
Related to Russell?
There you go. Randy Wilson. No, I'm going to go ahead and do it. This will make all my dog fans happy out there.
Georgia. This is for my dogs.
This is for my dogs. Georgia Bulldogs. There it is. So who do I have? Alabama, Georgia, Washington State, and Wisconsin. There it is.
I like how you put Georgia in your second, like you picked them second.
Well, no,
to make your friends happy with you.
How do you like that wool over those eyes?
That's pretty good. I'm going to pick up the...
I've pleased everybody now.
Yeah. I'm going to take...
Wait, is this your fifth pick?
My fourth. I got Clemson.
Clemson, Penn State, TCU, Washington.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I could keep going.
I wanted a fifth pick.
So,
I wanted to take the Poison Well because the Iron Bowl is at Auburn, but,
it'll progress.
So,
it's a living, breathing activity.
So, and, I love this game. It's like something Russillo and Canella used to play together. Very fun. And so next week, or the week, whenever Massey decides, he gets first pick next to eliminate one of his teams when they lose.
So if I choose not to pick.
You can you can pass.
Do you get a pick?
Yeah, if I want to. If you choose to pass and keep your four, I can go. But then you get the next pick again.
Each week, we get a pick regardless.
You don't have to pick. You can stay. You can stand. You can do like the wave off like at the poker table, like blackjack.
Check. You check. Just check it.
You check.
Can you pick after here someone repicks? Do I get to wear shades? I'm wearing shades.
Sure.
All right. Sports fans, we come back. We're going to talk a little bit of playoff baseball. Mention the NFL. Stay tuned. This is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. And to my left, the ever knowledgeable wizard of NFL, Graham Traynor.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, Troy.
How's it going?
So, we just are introducing the segment Perfect Time Calling. Let me go ahead and introduce.
I can barely hear you.
Well, yeah, just hang tight. Sports fans, this is my brother at the Nats game right now, game 5. Troy, what's the score?
It's going nuts here right now. They're going through Cubs are going through, or I think the Nats are going through a pitching change. Just walked up to get some beers. Hold on, cashier lady's yelling at me about some beers right now.
Are you buying too many beers for one person?
But so far it's been crazy. The Nats gave up about, I'll say, 3 runs, all in the pass ball, catcher interference, and then a walk, and then a batter swung and got hit by a ball, and that drove another run to the, it's been back and forth all night with the Nats going up and the Cubs going up, and now I believe the Cubs are up again, but the Nats just took a big chunk out of the lead.
Nice. So you don't actually know the score. That means you've had plenty of beers.
Yeah, you're probably being cut off. Is that what she's asking about?
I think they're out of Bud Light.
Oh, no.
And they're only down to looks like we're safe. Looay we still got some Budweiser.
Okay,
ice
good.
Cold light, yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
So this game,
three Budweisers.
It's interesting. It sounds like it's more like Bulls Wizards because it's a back and forth, but it's actually a baseball game, Massey.
It's actually a baseball game.
This is why I watch baseball.
This is October baseball.
Irrelevant score of
Thank
the day.
You so much.
8-6. It's Friday, but that was the score last night.
I gotta open these beers.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse us.
Pardon us, Troy. We didn't mean to get in your way there.
This isn't our job or anything.
Beers, who are you with?
Thank you.
Your girlfriend?
Huh?
Yeah, I can barely hear y'all.
How much cotton candy have you had?
Yeah.
What inning are we at?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are at Cobb 7.
Cobb?
One out. Looks like they made the pitching change. Guy at first. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Oh, boy.
This is exciting.
Swing and a miss. Not looking.
We're in the right field stadium, or right field seat. Right behind Bryce Harper.
Oh, and so it's about to be seventh inning stretch. That means they're going to do the president's run, right? Are you excited for that? Are you drunk enough?
Well, to be honest, I can't hear anything you're saying, so I'm just kind of announcing what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
I kind of like this interview.
Yeah. This interview is going great so far. We're going to get play-by-play.
We can make fun of the interviewee, but not be made fun of.
Yeah. This is strategic. So
I think you heard that.
Troy's had about a dozen beers, and he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'm at least up by 7.
All right. Well, we'll let you go back to it.
I had 2 pregame. Oh, Jesus Christ, you just took out the second baseman.
Now you're just bragging.
Okay.
Oh, right, the Lord's name.
There you go. Troy.
It's a good Southern boy right there.
Cubs went in hard to second base and took out a second baseman. The throws off the first. They didn't turn the double play. It's 2 outs, top of the 7th.
This is real, fans.
Yeah. This is live.
Real. This is baseball excitement to a fan.
This is live, re-aired on Friday.
All right, Troy, we're gonna call you back, bud. Enjoy the rest of the game.
All right, well, dude, just by the way, the right fielder also blew a – yeah, they're reviewing it now.
Bryce Harper?
Blew a catch, and two Cubs scored because of it. That's all been self-sabotaged by the Nats for the Cubs runs. But I'll call you back.
It's fixed.
A little while,
it's all fixed.
Here. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bryce Harper sucks.
Well, that was kind of exciting.
That was good.
For the garbled I hope the fans, the radio fans, could listen to Troy's general excitement, whether it was lubricated or not.
He was really there.
He was actually at the game. There was someone we know that went to a live sporting game that wasn't Moose Hockey.
That's true. Yeah.
Seems nice.
We didn't do enough rodeo enough rodeo exposure this summer.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
So if you're just tuning in, we were interviewing my twin brother who's at the Nats game where the Nats are – done a lot of self-inflicting wounds, it sounds like. 3 or 4 runs off of errors, some strange ones. Catchers, interference, pass balls, drop catches. You don't really see that much, but maybe the pressure's gotten to the Nats.
No, I mean, yeah, it always does. DC teams, always the pressure gets to them. They can't handle it.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds like...
It's like the Caps.
Yeah, we caught Troy in the beer line. I think I heard him order about 6 beers, and the lady wagged his finger at him. He said, okay, 5.
No.
It's for me.
Not in my beer line.
And then he didn't have a great response when I asked him who he was with and why I was ordering 5 beers.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's not with his fiance.
Yeah.
Or does she let him drink like that? Does your mom listen to the show still? Because she's not going to... Troy might be grounded.
Troy might be grounded. Well,
can you ground somebody from Mobile to D.C.?
I think you can.
All right. Yeah, there's drones and...
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. Monitoring systems.
She's got his, like...
Just like your ankle bracelet.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that Selfie Queen gave you.
Is it beeping?
Oh, you better.
I didn't tell my parole officer we're doing this tonight.
So let's talk baseball. Let's segue to that. Do you believe in the Yankees? They just advanced.
I'm so glad the Yankees are an underdog this year. It's such a cute story.
So would you
this
say
is a hot that, take.
Yeah, would you say their manager is...
I was bummed about the Indians. The Indians, it's tough.
Aren't they more talented than the Yankees? What are the Yankees?
Back-to-back.
What are they doing winning?
The Indians were... Dodgers and Indians were by far the most talented. If we had done this baseball draft that I was going to do last week until you went to go see Geostorm in theaters, I was definitely going to do a baseball draft, and I would have said, hey, I want to go first, and I would pick the Indians. So I guess I lucked out of that because the Indians blew it, and now they've blown 2 series in a row where they've been up by 2-game lead. Cubs last year, 3-1.
I words.
World Series. And then, blew a 2-0 lead in the division series this year. This has nothing to do with the Indians blowing it, but I still believe the wild card is stupid, and it should be the 3 division winners, and the best record division winner, which would have been the Indians, would get a bye, and the other two play in a seven-game series. This would also help with pitchers' arms falling off. So
seven-game series still.
Yeah, so there's only
Isn't it 1-5-5-7-7? 1-5-7-7.
It's 1-5-7-7. So this would turn into 7-7-7, and seven. The one and the two seed. Sorry, the one seed of each. So the Dodgers and Indians would have gotten a
bye,
like an NFL. The it would have become the Red Sox and Astros play each other.
Such a good rest versus rust debate.
To go to the next round against the Indians.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's more. It's all seven games. It's all seven game series. Classic. And rest arms. Pitchers aren't getting Tommy John surgery as much that have to pitch an entire postseason after an entire 162 game series and an entire spring training.
Do you? I think baseball's got the correct formula with.
Do you like
not
the
not the correct I think formula the wild card, with 1-5-7-7, but they got the right idea of having significant playoff games within the like early on. Like, oh, it's a one game series. Everyone's tuned in. I'm not going to tune in for the first couple rounds of playoff because it's so long and boring.
Yeah, it's just like if you really and the Rangers lost one of these wild card games like a few years ago against the Orioles. It's just like you put all this like time on your couch and all this beer time, all these 12-ounce curls day to day. You buy
jacked,
an MLB,
by the way. Yeah. Completely jacked.
Right arm is jacked. Hardly ever drink my left.
Yeah,
hardly ever do a lot of stuff with my left unless it's stranger night.
Yeah,
but
otherwise,
yeah,
useless.
Western grip.
Hack it off.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you put all these blood, sweat, and tears into this, and then 162 games later, and you have it goes down to one game, and then it's just over. It's a nerve wracking game. But I mean, yeah, it's cool.
That's what it's
I
there
mean,
for.
You're right.
Someone wins.
It does get people
on the flip
to
side
that
of
would
that.
Not, yeah.
On the flip side of that, I know you're dealt heartbreak, but on the flip side of that, someone is like jumping over their couch, and like people are coming out with pots and pans and filling the streets of the neighborhood. You know that you know.
Do you run around with pots and pans, banging pots and pans around the house when the Alabama wins?
No, no, I don't.
Hillary, clank, clank, clank,
like that monkey. That's the two things.
Here's your present.
You showering me with presents every week. This is carefully wrapped in a Smith's bag. This isn't dog poo, is it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is. Is this something more of your garbage? What is this? They're like, okay, these are letters strung together with a string.
Good radio. Let's figure it out. What does it spell?
Does it say happy birthday?
No.
This says bride-to-be.
There you go.
This says bride-to-be.
That's going on the new digs.
Yeah.
For you.
This is great.
Wait, are you moving into Hillary's place?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's for Hillary.
There you go.
So this
that
is,
looks great.
Since you lost the present from 2 weeks ago.
I didn't lose it. It's just still at the house. I'm moving.
That's to be determined, but this is actually for Hillary, who actually keep up with something that I give you.
Brad to be. Well, we're just going to hang it in here.
No.
See if anybody notices.
No, she goes in the house. You know, we forgot to mention that I bumped into somebody upstairs and asked me if we were going to talk about it.
What?
Speaking of kneeling for the anthem, do you think U.S. soccer knelt for the anthem when they lost to Turks and Caicos?
I can't. Okay, we're not even going to talk
Hooch?
About the NFL because let's talk about
Kansas City's the best team. There
Trinidad and Tobago.
The Chiefs are the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, there
finger,
you go.
Finger, finger.
There we go.
Irrelevant stat of the day: 29-23 Eagles in the fourth quarter.
Also, no word from Morgan Cox over there at Baltimore because they are awful.
Oh, maybe
he's not going to
listen
to the show.
The season soon. all right, quick one: McAdoo, Giants coach, or Butch Jones, Tennessee Vols coach, who gets fired first?
They're going to ride Butch Jones out. McAdoo's in his what? Second year?
Second or third?
Yeah, they'll ride
He's
Butch
awful.
Jones out.
Anyway, continue.
Butch Jones has also only lost like two games.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I think Butch first.
No, they're it. Well,
McAdoo, I don't know.
Let's talk U.S. soccer.
Or lack thereof.
I love cheering for the United States of flipping America at all.
Yeah, the women's team's good.
Time.
Yeah.
And it might be that I'm more of a women's soccer fan than a
That's good,
than
Massey,
a men's soccer fan.
You didn't watch one bit of the WNBA finals, and I told you to.
Well, no, I won. The Lynx won.
Oh,
I won. That's where you're
going to be. Oh, that was the bet.
Yeah, there it is. Don't think you're getting out of
I thought
it.
I took the Lynx.
No, I took the Lynx.
Oh, that's right. You picked first. You got the Lynx. I would have taken the Lynx.
No,
the,
you wouldn't have.
It was game
I'm
five
to,
at home.
I'm trying
Lynx.
To talk about the United States men's soccer.
All right, Cam Newton. We'll talk about the women's soccer later then. Jeez. Why are we so good in one and not the other? I don't know.
I don't know.
We're so good in women's soccer and a joke. Total joke.
I like it. I like this theory. They limit the training like right as you hit, because they have like all these good players, U13 through U18, because they can train year round. There's no regulatory body telling them they can't. Once you get to the NCAA, they only play for like 3 months out of the year instead of the 10 months that all these other, I guess, like European
countries that care about soccer.
Yeah. I do love cheering for the United States of America. It's patriotic. Everyone stops what they're doing and just gets drunk for a day.
I know, it's a bummer it's not going to be around next year.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really care or know any of the players' names except two, I don't, you know. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch them and cheer.
But on July the 15th, on an elimination game, you just start hammering beers, because guess what? It's the United States of America.
Yeah. Who's the last team we lose to? Belgium?
Who knows?
I guess
it's not important. Not important.
So point. 5 years, another 5 years of not knowing anybody on soccer team.
Bummer.
I know.
That Bradley kid doesn't seem as good as that.
Is that the phenom, the 19-year-old?
No, he's the bald guy. You should look around. He's in the middle of the
bald
field usually.
Guy. Okay.
Keegan Bradley. No, that's a golfer.
Jason Statham? he's not from America.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to find something to do, but I'm going to be kind of pissed.
Yeah. No, it sucks, and I don't believe in the theory of, like, there's too many great athletes on the NBA and NFL teams and blah, blah. I'm like, well, no, we could actually just we'd be fine if we had, like, Julian Edelman and Darren Sproles playing soccer for us. We don't need to have, like LeBron James and Antonio Brown on our soccer team. We can have, like, the D-listers of athletes and still be competitive in the world.
I think we would still lose. If you put Darren Sproles out of this argument is so ridiculous.
People I'm just talking LeBron about we could like use you can have a little undersized dudes who are just quick and know how to.
No, that's what I was getting. Like,
I'm not saying we have to have like the we don't have to the A-listers like.
Yeah, people were like, "Oh well, CP3 would have like scored three goals.
You're saying you're annoyed by that argument too.
Yeah,
yeah.
CP3 would have been like, "Hey,
He would have kicked somebody in the balls. He usually uses his fist, but yeah.
Yeah, well, Draymond is the kid. Well, you know what? Draymond might be pretty
Draymond
good.
Uses his feet. CP3 does the, like, butter-churning dick punch.
He's down there. He's got to be scrappy. When you're that size and you're in the NBA.
That's true.
What else are you going to do?
You're such a
outplay him?
You're such a wiener punch apologist.
Well, CP3 played for the Pelicans. Well, the Hornets then, but the Pelicans. I got a soft spot for him.
And now he's on the?
Houston Rockets.
And NBA starts?
NBA
next week.
What?
The NBA starts next week.
Oh, when does the NBA start?
Boston at Cleveland. Big Kyrie booing game.
This is great.
I know. There's so much going on right now.
Except
U.S. football.
It's over.
Jurgen Klinsmann is laughing his Nazi ass off right now.
Who?
Jurgen Klinsmann, our ex-coach, the German dude we had for the last two World Cups.
See, there you
go. Got fired for not doing enough with our team. We lose to Trinidad and Turner and Hooch. What are they called? Turks and Caicos?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
Turks and Caicos.
British Virgin Island.
They obviously weren't hanging out in the Senior Frogs before they went to the...
No, they cared.
Yeah.
I've heard all sorts of excuses, too. Like, if the Panama game had been a draw, we would have gotten the spot instead of Panama. It's like, no, there's no excuse for this.
Win.
The field was weird. I heard that excuse.
The win.
Yeah.
Win the game. Somebody's going to win.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah. Like, someone's going to win. Yeah. Win the game.
Yeah. I mean, there is the population theory. There's all sorts of theories.
I love that theory. We have more people on Earth. It's like, yeah, think about your average American.
Fat.
50%. 50%. At the 50% of your all demographics, your average American.
Yeah. 60. Well,
think how many more people are dumber than that. Half of the world is dumber than your average American. That's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, you know, Trump becomes president and we don't get our World Cup bid. Just
coincidence?
Tough year.
POTUS? Coincidence? I don't think so.
Tough year. And yeah, I mean, it's like maybe it's childhood obesity is up 60% from the last decade. So,
Go around, get in the yard, kick the ball. Okay, last theory.
But I did want to see, I did not get to record who stood and who knelt for the national anthem, the U.S. soccer team. That was really important to me.
Another theory.
Mm-hmm.
Second theory that I liked.
About soccer sucking?
Demographic theory.
Mm-hmm.
In America, it's pay to play. It's an elitist sport where you have basically the richer demographic playing.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere else in the country, it's the poverty sport. So everyone plays.
Yeah, you just need a decent field.
I would argue that in America, the poverty sport is basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have an incredible pool of basketball players.
Yeah.
We need to take it to the streets. We need to take soccer and put it on the streets, in the streets, and make everyone play it, not just one demographic. Then we get better.
So, like, while there's kickball
taking
going on,
to the streets.
Get soccer going on Snow King on the street.
And then we'll just, you know, make it hard. Someone gets, you know, punched out.
Kids aren't tough enough these days.
Maybe that's it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe shin guards should be totally... There's too many orange slices. Juice boxes. Take the shin guards away.
No orange slices. No Squeeze-Its or Mondos.
Squeeze it.
Get back on the field and kick the ball around. And I don't care that you don't need cleats.
And this is the last theory. The reverse ladybug theory. Have you ever seen the movie Ladybugs?
Yeah.
You know how the little boy dressed
spin
up
off
as
Juana
a,
Man.
I would say Juana Man copied it, but yeah.
Oh, I forgot what order it is. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Come on, man. It's like 92 versus 2002. It's a decade.
I don't know.
It's a decade.
Whatever.
It's a decade difference, Massey. Massey?
Okay.
Don't argue.
All right.
Reverse ladybug theory. Women's soccer team, mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
Men's soccer team, bad. Instead of Jonathan Brandis dressing up like a little girl to make the women's girls' soccer team better,
mm-hmm.
the girls dress up as boys, and they play for our U.S. national team.
Ding, 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 ding. Problem solved.
And then we're competent again.
There we go.
Cam Newton be damned.
There you go. We covered it all. Sports fans, this is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Traynor. We may have an exclusive interview, depending on not if Troy remembers to call us back after the game.
Yeah, we did our best. It's very possible, though, because I'm sure he's going to either take a whiz pretty soon or get another BL.
Yeah, that's right.
Or one for the road.
All right, download our podcast. It's available on iTunes. Search KHOL. We're Teton Sports Talk. Up next, Democracy Now!